Hello, friends. You are listening to 101.9 FM CITR Community Radio, broadcasting live from UBC's Point Grey campus, situated on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territories of the Musqueam people. At CITR, we endeavor to create and uplift local art and culture, and we are grateful to do so on this land. This is the first ever live broadcast of a new show here at the station called Amateur Hour, where I interview local, amateur, and student musicians about the music they make and the music they love. I'm your host, Ewan Keenan, and with me in the studio today, I have the frontman for the band Animal Hospital and lead guitarist for Nine Narrows, Mr. Alex Kronzai. Alex, say hi.
Hello, hello.
On this show, we get some artists to come on and play some of their music, and we're going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. We're going to start off with, we brought a couple pieces in here today, one for each band.
Yes, we did.
And first, listening to the Animal Hospital piece, Burning Razor. Do you want to tell us anything about that before we jump into that?
It's an older song, but we finally got the recording right for it. We've been trying for like 2 years, recording in my mom's basement. But yeah. We're happy with how it turned out, and it was kind of a big deal for us because we wrote that one and we're like, hey, it's better than we usually do. That's kind of, we like it.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're about to hear Burning Razor by Animal Hospital.
Hypnotizing almost everyone, like a secret that's ready to spill. You're only safe if you stay still. Flying too close to the sun, dying just to watch you burn. Standing on the razor's edge, you'll cut yourself someday. And you know that they're never gonna catch you, but you better run. And you know that I'll never understand why you keep chasing the sun. Come and tell me what I'm looking at before I get caught up in this little act. No shame, so you just joined the game. No shame with a forgotten name. Flying too close to the sun, dying just to watch you burn. Standing on the razor's edge, you'll cut yourself someday. You know that they're never gonna catch you, but you better run. You know that I'll never understand why you keep chasing the sun.
Right, ladies. ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Just before the break, we had a few technical errors. Alex was on the wrong mic.
Yeah.
We had the mics labeled wrong, so now you should be able to hear them. Alex, say hello for real this time.
Hello. How are you?
I am great. We just listened to one of the newer songs from Animal Hospital, yet to be released, Burning Razor. I just want to start off a little bit with you as a musician. When did you start making music? Like, how did you know that it was something you wanted to do beyond just, you know, listening to music?
Right. I think I was like 13 or 14. I noticed it was something that, you know, I'd listen to music a lot, but then I wouldn't stop thinking about it once I stopped listening to it, you know? And then that just became more and more of a thing. And then I started playing music, like teaching myself the drums and guitar. And then I was just like, you know, I wanted to play songs with people, but no one else could play with me because no one was playing those stuff. And as time went on, I just started making more riffs, and then those riffs turned into full songs, and then those evolved into hundreds of songs that I keep in my basement
and
locked away.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe Animal Hospital came first, right?
Yeah. That one came first just because it's really only me, or it was for a long time. And then as time went on, I made friends who played music, and now they're part of the both bands that I'm in. But that's kind of, then my next band came after that.
Yeah, so Animal Hospital came about as, your first kind of foray to music. You needed to put all these songs somewhere. Tell us about Nine Narrows. We have another song from them later in the program. This is a more of a collaborative band between you and a lot of other people, right? So
how did
that come to be?
So Nine Narrows happened in 2020 with my really, really good friend Dalton. I was in a bout of writer's block. You know, I had all these ideas, but I couldn't write lyrics. And I just heard from a friend that, you know, oh, this Dalton, you know, he's been writing a lot of stuff. And we hadn't been friends for a couple years. Like, we just drifted apart. And then I asked him, like, Dalton, I hear you were writing stuff. Do you want to come over, hang out? And that's what we did. And, yeah, we started writing songs every time we hung out. And the next thing we knew, they were getting good. And, yeah, it's definitely more of a collaborative process. I still am quite involved in it. And so is Dalton. So it's really cool, though, to bounce ideas off somebody. And, you know, it's a totally different process, but I love both ways, you know.
Yeah. I've had the absolute privilege of seeing you play live with Nine Narrows. It's really fun, man. Dalton's more of the front man in that band. But yeah.
He's a fantastic front
man. He is a fan of the stage presence on that guy.
Yeah. He's born for that.
We've had conversations about this in the past, but you find it kind of a different experience playing with these two bands, right? And I think that'll come through when we get the other song on here. There's definitely a different sound going on.
Mm-hmm.
What is it like with these two different bands? Like, as, you know, the man kind of running all the scenes for Animal Hospital versus kind of being, you know, focusing on your one instrument for Nine Narrows. Like, what's the difference in experience there?
Well, yeah, the one thing I don't do for Nine Narrows is write vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll assist if Dalton's having writer's block or something,
sure.
But that's as much as I touch that. But yeah, with Nine Narrows, I only do the guitars and I only do the drums. So it gives me a lot of time to kind of focus on what only those two elements are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So in the end, those things turn out a little more technical, or, you know, there's more stuff going on, which you'll hear, I think, in this next one, just because, I have all this time to focus on one thing. And I think it's cool, you know. I enjoy the fact that I'll play something. It's like, wow, there's a lot going on here, versus, you know, Animal Hospital. I usually keep it to something I can sing over.
Sure.
Or else, you know, I couldn't do some of those Nine Narrows songs while singing.
Yeah, no. up on stage, there seems to be a lot going on with each of you, because it's a five-person outfit.
Yeah, five people, because we took Animal Hospital, and then we added Dalton, basically. That was because we had a gig. We didn't have anyone else in Nine Narrows at that time, so I was like, guys, I need you now. And, yeah, there's a lot of parts, and we like big sound, you know. We like a lot of heavy guitar and loud drums and really strong vocals. So the only way to get that really is five people.
Yeah. So what would you say kind of are like some of the biggest inspirations? I think like one of the most interesting conversations I've had with any musician I've talked to in the past, is kind of figuring out, like, what is, like, the album or the artist that really kind of pushed them on to do music and, like, the stuff that kind of really mm-hmm. inspired them to make the kind of stuff they're making.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked about this before, but save it for the listeners.
Okay. Well, yeah, there's a lot. But I spent most of my youth only allowed to listen to the Beatles. And so once I turned 13 and I got a Spotify, that whole world was cracked open for me. So once I got into Green Day, that was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I liked how chunky the guitars were. That was totally new. And I got into AC/DC, and then that was even cooler. And then Motorhead,
mm-hmm.
and then Metallica. And it just kept going and going and going till now I listen to bands named Carcass and Obituary.
Yeah.
And, you know, like death metal, stuff like that. But I just felt the passion and the ferocity in what they were doing, and the dedication. And I was like, wow, that's how I feel towards music, you know, mm-hmm. and the whole ethos behind metal and rock. That's kind of – that connected with me. And then also softer stuff I got into, like Elliot Smith. He's mm-hmm. great. Everyone loves him. And Neil Young, those kinds of guys, and indie – really underground indie bands like Young Scum from,
mm-hmm.
I think it's Halifax or something. I don't know. But Canadian band, they're cool. Just all that, you know, cracked the world open for me. And I was like, yeah, there you can live in this world.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just have to consume it. And you can make it your life. And that's kind of how I felt.
Yeah.
And so once I came to that realization, I haven't been the same.
For sure, yeah. No, it's very much a leaping off point.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of from that, you know, like having that inspiration, how do you go there from, you know, knowing what you like and having all these albums that kind of, you know, bolster mm-hmm. your spirit and inspire you to make music to then making a song? What's your process between, like, where do you start?
Right, yeah. Well, it's different every time,
mm-hmm.
or most times. There's a little bit of a pattern, though, I would say. Usually starts with me just noodling around. But sometimes I'll, you know, the same way you sing a song in your head.
Yeah.
I'll be singing something in my head. And it's like, oh, wait, that works.
Sure.
That's usually what happens if I seem like I'm zoning out and we're hanging out. That's some melody is poking its way around my head.
Very cool.
yeah. But yeah, so I'll just kind of find a little idea. I'll record it. And then as I play that idea over and over again on my guitar, I'll see where I go next. I follow my instincts, you know, which notes should I go to next? What chord? Am I turning on distortion or some sort of effect
mm-hmm.
For the next section? And yeah, that's kind of, to me, that's how it goes. And as long as it feels right and it sounds good, that's, to me, that's it. You know, like, okay, we can keep going with that. And then mm-hmm. I sit with it for a little while and I revisit it. And then that's when I really get to work on it. And then, yeah, I've been doing that for a while.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we're starting to approach the break here, so I just want to ask mm-hmm. you one more question.
Okay.
So, yeah, again, like I mentioned, I've gotten to see you guys performing live a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, yeah, you've played a number of shows, especially in the summer when the whole band is together.
Yeah.
For Nine Narrows, that is.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
And I just want to know if there are any particular gigs that stick out to you, especially, you know, as, like, a smaller artist kind of on this music
yeah.
scene. Like, what have been some kind of defining moments as a performer?
Right. Let's see. There's always something at the show that
yeah.
happens. That's always funny. The first show we ever played, you know, we were total underdogs. And when we're live, we're kind of heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it comes across the recordings now more so than it did then. But we got booked for like this Vancouver indie music night. And so it was all like, you know, jangly guitar and
sure.
like very soft music. But we were the very first band out of the four to play. And, like, the guitars were screaming. Like,
yeah, set a very different tone.
Yeah, yeah. They were feeding back and everything. And we wrote a song on the stage because we needed an encore.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, like, a four-chord song. And it's, like, mostly just everyone doing a little solo.
Yeah.
And it gets really wild and jungly by the end. It's great. But, yeah, so that was just, like, a trip of a show. And, yeah, we played the Roxy a lot. And I usually end up cutting my finger on the guitar strings by the end. So there's a lot of blood on my...
I do remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, that one. And then also the Blarney Stone we played one time. These mm-hmm. are all places, bands at our level play. And yeah, there's just a no one showed up for us, but everyone showed up for the band before us. And I was like, oh, dang, that sucks. But I noticed that while we were playing, they were all dancing just mm-hmm. on the side, not on the dance floor. And even though it wasn't on the dance floor, they were still dancing. So I take that as a win.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
No, so yeah. I mean, it's great when someone kind of discovers the thing that you're doing and is like, yeah, wow, like this is my thing. I love live music in Vancouver because of that, because I feel like there are, you know, a lot of smaller bands, you know, playing their stuff here.
Yeah.
And if you go to any one small band's concert, there's going to be like 2 to 3 others also playing.
Mm-hmm,
and
yeah.
You get a really taste of what's going on in the city.
Oh, yeah. Lots going on.
All right. Well, we've got one more song of yours today.
Yeah. One of my favorites.
This is one of my favorites of theirs, too, actually. Mm-hmm. This is from Nine Narrows. It's a track called Friend of Mine. So we're going to switch over to that. We've got a couple of ads in the break and some more songs from some other great artists. And when we're back, we're going to talk about a band that Alex has brought in here to share with all of us as well. So without further ado, this is Friend of Mine by Nine Narrows.
Hang on like fresh meat. Oh buddy, I won't tell on you. Are you hungry for someone new?
You want a good girl? She won't call in the library.
Slick sister with the sharp teeth. You got mean after 19. I think you're pretty in your undressed ways. It's just the talk makes me blow my brains. There's this friend of mine, I think you'd like her too. You wanna get untied, you wanna see through these eyes. Red light and she says go. Don't tie her, she can ride slow. You don't care when you leave home. You come back when you want more.
You want a nice girl? I'll call you when you're down and out.
Small man in a big seat. Legs hang out like fresh meat. Slick sister with a sharp teeth. I'll call you once more next week. This friend of mine, I think you'd like her too. You wanna get untied, you wanna see through these eyes. There's this friend of mine, I think you'd like her too. You wanna get untied, you wanna see through these eyes. Happy to say that you're making your way out.
Hey, you're on with the boy on the way.
Happy to say that you cut all the lies out. Like her too. You oughta get untied. You oughta see through these eyes. This friend of mine, I think you like her too. You oughta get untied. You oughta see through these eyes. There's this friend of mine, I think you like her too. You oughta get untied. You oughta see through.
Attention, all artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Are you screaming for your voice to be heard? Do you resist capitalism and colonialism? Are you angry about the current political climate and ready to act up about it? Well, we want you here. The second annual Anarchist Book Fair is now looking for creatives, creators, activists, and organizations who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. Email sponsorship@citr.ca before March 27th. sponsorship@citr.ca. sponsorship@citr.ca.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Are you hungry? I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town, but don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster. Da 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 da. When the space between the spaces starts to strain, when the puzzle pieces bend and don't quite fit in the same way, when the molecules that make us lose their charge and break apart under the weight, when the North Star doesn't point north anymore, when the constellations drift and leave us stranded on the shore, when the suns have all gone supernova, freeze and then retreat into their cores. If there's an after that comes after the before, if after all of everything there's still a little something more, and after all our time together, we're both still on board, then I will find you where a noun came on the spool, at the source of all the rivers, at the end of all the worlds, among the wreckage of the species, I will question every beast still living there. Yeah, da 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 da. If Plato had a point about ideals, if the nature of a form was born in an Elysian field, and the parts of us that we call I could maybe one day recollide somewhere, then we will wander with our bare feet in the earth, tangling our talons, cartwheeling like birds into that undiscovered country from whose boundaries no traveler returns. If there's an after that comes after the before, if after all of everything there's just a little something more, and after all our time together, we're both still on board. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything.
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Right, and we are back. You just listened to Hopeless Romantic by Camille Leon, a criminally under-listened to artist. I'm looking at the Spotify page here, 86 monthly listeners. She is an illustrator turned artist out of Toronto, Canada. And definitely give her a listen. That's off the EP Near Quaint. Can't recommend her enough. We are into the second part of our show here, in the second interview. This is Amateur Hour on CITR. On the second part of this show, I like to get our guests to bring in a band that they love, that they feel like people haven't listened to enough of, similar to me with Camille Leon here. And Alex has brought in the Los Angeles band That Dog. Mm-hmm. Alex, tell us about That Dog.
Oh, okay. My dog or your dog?
That Dog.
Yeah, I got into That Dog in my first year at UBC. I just kind of found them at the time when I was moving here. And yeah, so, I mean, we're going to listen to them soon. It's going to make me nostalgic to that time. Listening to that band a lot, reading a lot of books by A.J. Lewis, you know, all that kind of stuff. And, yeah, I just kind of got into them by watching YouTube. Yeah. And it got recommended by some artist I liked. And, yeah, I was hooked from the moment I started listening to that album that these next two songs are from.
Yeah, well, I mean, you definitely got me into them since you introduced me to it.
Yeah, we'll
talk all about how you discover this kind of music, how it fits into everything after we listen to them. We got two songs here, Gagged and Tied and Never Say Never. We're going to listen to those back to back, and then we'll be right back with more interviews. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, That Dog.
Thank you.
And we are back. That was Never Say Never by that
Justin
dog.
Bieber.
Okay, well, not him. correction, that yeah. dog. Thank you for bringing these guys in. Great sound. You mentioned a little bit before we went to those songs, how you kind of discovered these in first year. Do you want to talk a little bit more about when you first got into these guys?
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, I came here in first year, 2021.
I found, beautiful year.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing bad happened.
No. We were on a roll that time. And yeah, I just found them on YouTube. I'm not sure, like, you probably find music all the time through.
Yep.
Algorithms.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, right? The nature of this show, I feel like you could probably eventually figure out that a lot of these songs, yeah, they're not necessarily stuff that ends up on the radio a lot of the time. So, I feel like in the digital age, it's very easy to
that's
find
what I like about it.
Smaller bands like this. Yeah. And, you know, there's downsides to that, too. You know, the whole, like, you can buy a single sandwich every year with your Spotify money.
Yeah, that's what I did right before.
If you're one of those. Okay, there we go. It also lets you find artists like this.
It's great.
A lot of interesting sound going on with these guys. During the break, while we were listening to this music, Alex and I kept getting hung up on the use of the violin in these songs. I remember, and I had the same experience. It sounds like almost like a synth at first, like a weird synth.
Well, that's what I thought at first, and I was just really interested by that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never really seen it. There's like, it's a 4-piece band,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's one guitar / singer, one bass, one drums, and then the fourth is the violin player.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's awesome. I think more people should be doing that, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're talking a little bit like this vocal style is something that I'm personally a big fan of. We listened to a song by the band Plumtree earlier today, the song Regret. And there's a very kind of similar vocal register there, along with some other bands that I like to play on the air whenever I get the chance. It's a very fun sound. Not really sure how to encapsulate it. It has like a youthful kind of twang to it.
Yeah, it's a very unique timbre that you don't get in everybody, but when you find it, it fits with this kind of music very well.
We talked about, like, earlier in the last interview, like, you have, like, you pull music from a lot of different places.
Yeah.
Even still, like, compared to the stuff that you play, this sounds nothing like it.
Nothing,
I kind of want to, like, ask you, get back to the proper interview questions for a second. How does listening to something like this, that, like, you know, you love this band enough to bring them on this show. How do they kind of work their way into the way you think about music and play music?
Yeah, I would say it's not so much about the physical or sonics, you know? It's not the just how heavy it is or how fast or slow it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's more to do with the melodic composition and, harmonies, stuff like that. Because they use like on Gagnon Tide, the first song we listened to, there's a lot of chromatic kind of note transitions, which is something I've always really enjoyed. In Nine Narrows, we have a song called Cigarette Babies. And
streaming now.
Yeah, exactly. You can find it.
Very good
but
song.
But now we had to change it to Cigarette Baby, apparently. The opening riff to that song has the most crunchiest chromatic descent, you know?
And it is great.
We were told to change that, but then we didn't, and I'm glad we didn't, because it's got its own identity, and I think stuff like that, you know, that kind of downward or upward kind of leading tones,
mm-hmm.
those feel so satisfying when they resolve. We need more of that in music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for sharing this stuff. We're approaching the end of the show here, unfortunately.
Yes.
So I just wanted to kind of give you a moment. What's next for Animal Hospital, for Nine Narrows? And I hear you're maybe working on a new project.
Well, I'll start with that one.
As much as you can say about anything.
Yeah, well, there's not too much to say.
okay.
But, yeah,
not so much
I'm
top
just,
secret, just
yeah,
early
top
stages.
Secret. Top secret. With Animal Hospital, we're working on our second album. It's almost done. We just have to do all the vocals, which are the longest part for me because I get very vocally insecure.
Oh.
So that takes a long time. But everything else is recorded for that. There's even a violin on one of the songs, That Dog's Dial.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there's the inspiration.
There it is. Yeah. So that's going to be great. I'm excited to finally put that one out. It's been two years of just recording and throwing out and stuff like that. First song we listen to will be on that one. And then with Nine Narrows, we have, the usual. That's the touring band. Yep. So there will be shows this summer. We may tour the States in support of some bands. Mm.
And I hear you guys might be in the Toronto area as well?
Toronto area too, yeah. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah,
I can't keep track.
But mostly in this beautiful city of ours here.
Yeah, we may be coming to the CNS Union sometime. And I guess we have two more songs to release over the next few months.
Yeah.
The one you heard, friend of mine. So if you like that, keep your listening ears peeled.
Yeah, stay tuned. Yeah. Follow all of these bands everywhere you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we need it.
Thank you, Alex, so much for coming on the show and for sharing all this music with us. We're gonna listen to one more song here by another small band called Shadow Academy. Some great stuff. So you're gonna listen to that, and then you're gonna be back to your regularly scheduled program. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This has been Amateur Hour. I've been Ewan. This has been
Alex.
And we'll see you in a couple weeks. All right, everybody. Enjoy the music.
To our lives, I wait this day.